That's how you know you're getting older. You miss things. You know, when I'm happy 99% of the time, I'm looking forward, I'm positive, full steam ahead. But every once in a while, I miss things. I'll be like, I miss real men, like men with body hair and a little bit of meat on them. You know what I mean? Like I don't, yeah. Real man's clapping. Yes, real man. What's your name, sir?
David,
of course it is. That's a man name. You have any kind of the names they give kids now? Shane, Blake. Nobody wants a name like that. You want a man name. Dave, Chuck, Tom. These are men that know how to touch nipple names. These are names. Man names. I'm afraid to ask you your name. I'm afraid. I'll get to you in a minute, track car. Look at you. You're in good shorts there, David. You're in good man shorts. Those are man with a fly and a button. You know, man pants. You know what I mean? Like, no, I live in Hollywood. They're wearing skinny jeans. What's up with that? With jeggings? What's up with that? Your little stretch pants. You're a man. You're not supposed to have stretch in your pants. You're lucky that tough skins go up like a torch. You're lucky, because I remember tough skins. My brothers had tough skins. You're laughing. You know about tough. Yeah, you could break a leg. You didn't need a cast. You're wearing tough skins. Like, my brother JC got them, and then my brother Willie got them, and then I don't even know where they ended up. You can't even get rid of those things. They're like biohazards, the tough skins. If you're a man, you're not supposed to have stretch in your pants. That's for chicks. Women have the babies, okay? Stretch mark, stretch pants. That's a good way to remember, okay? I want to wake up at 8 a.m. walking my dog in Hollywood. Some little guy drinking Jamba Juice, his little moose knuckle hanging out. I don't want to see that. You're a man. You don't drink Jamba Juice, Dave. You drink coffee and styrofoam. That's a manly thing. I miss men, real men, that smelled good and had body hair to hold the smell in like a wick. You know what I mean? Like a wick. I'm celebrating the 30-year anniversary of my slut summer, and every woman has one. You had all that going on, you know, take my breath away. Yeah, me and my girlfriends, I was the ringleader. I had a girlfriend, Anna Sanchez. We used to call it big game hunting. That was back when you didn't even have like the internet or nothing. You just went to bars and met people by the payphone, you know what I mean? And you'd give them the eye till they sent you a drink. You'd stare them down till they sent you a sex on the beach. And then you'd be like, yeah. And then they'd come over and talk to you. Then you'd slow dance and sniff them, you know? How do you even know if you like somebody on Tinder? You can't smell them. That's the thing right now. You can't swipe. What's up with swipe? You remember dancing slow? You get close, be like, oh, that's gonna work right there. Because that's the thing about chemistry. Chemistry. Online dating doesn't account for chemistry. Sometimes things look right on paper. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you guys make sense. I can look at you and know. I mean, her parents were upset at first, but then... they got over it. She's like, this bitch is psychic. Oh my God. What's your name, pretty girl?
Christina.
And your name, sir?
Alfredo.
Alfredo. Nice to meet you guys. I like him. He's in his tank top. God bless Kelly. That's a man right there. Plaid shorts, man pants. You got tools. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't undo your pants. I mean like ratchets, dude. I don't want to